From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Islamic State militants launched an assault on the northern oil city of Kirkuk on Friday, drawing troops and resources away from the battle toward Mosul as Iraq and Kurdish Peshmerga forces continue to move in and on the country's second largest city. Six Iraqi police and 12 Islamic State fighters were killed during a similar attack on a police compound in Kirkuk early in the day. U.S. military officials said Friday the Islamic State assault on Kirkuk was intended to force Iraqi and Kurdish leaders to divert their forces and their focus from the ongoing operations to retake Mosul. Heather Murdoch is in Iraq, and amidst a starving people, abundant food was found in the tunnels created by ISIS, food that could not be eaten.
There's tunnels everywhere in these villages, and they're packed with food and supplies. One guy was saying that he went into the tunnels, and there was enough food to feed the IS for a week if they had to be held down there. I asked them if what they did with the food. People are hungry around here, but they're afraid there's bombs and everything, so they couldn't touch anything.
Reporter Heather Murdoch. 11 hours after a cyber attack first hit the United States Friday, the internet traffic company NIN said the issue had been resolved. The disruptions began in the United States, then spread into parts of Western Europe, causing an internet outage that affected several popular websites, including the social network Twitter. The U.S. government is investigating who is responsible for the cyber attack. The U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights says the siege and bombardment in the Syria northern city of eastern Aleppo constitutes crimes of historic proportions, and he's calling for the 47-member U.N. Human Rights Council to refer the situation to the International